Welcome to the Lucid Lounge. Do you smell the aroma? The coffee? That bold yet sweet fragrance? I have my coffee, and I hope you grab a cup. Because in this episode, I want to step into the Lucid Lounge and chat about podcasting. I have been hearing from so many of you about podcasting. I love this. It is always my intention to inspire, which means to breathe. And this podcast is all about creating the space. I love hosting the conversation, the chat. So we're in the season 4 of this Lucid Life Vibes podcast. And in season 4, we've been in this real-time conversation. Now, these podcasts are timeless. They're perfect for whenever you're tuning in. However, in this present moment, season 4, I've been hearing from you in real time. And I've been hosting and creating the space around what you want to talk about in the podcast. So we've been focusing in on intuition, this innate instinct within us, right? That gut instinct, the inner navigational system, but also psychic abilities being part of the human experience. And we've been diving into the human energy field, the quantum field, you know, what's happening? What's happening? Because I believe we're in these powerfully shifting times on planet Earth where so many humans are just going through this awakening. Some people call it this great awakening of, whoa, there's more. There's more to me. There's more to life. You know, a lot of things have been hidden and suppressed, and just bringing that truth and the freedom forward. And for me, it's all around health and wealth, this human experience we're having. And so here in season 4, it's incredible to me how many people that tune in to this podcast have been inspired to create their own podcast and to express themselves. I love this. And so we're going to talk about podcasting. I'm going to, again, just step into the Lucid Life Vibes lounge on this and chill and chat and talk about how easy it is to podcast and how you can get started if that's something you're inspired to do. Now, this episode is not sponsored. It should be, but it's not sponsored. And there is an ad-free experience on Patreon at Lucid Life Vibes. You can follow on Patreon for free. However, the podcasts are in the 1111 Patreon membership portal. Again, this episode is not sponsored by Patreon. It's not sponsored by RSS, Spotify, or Amazon, but it should be. It should be. And it's not sponsored by Dolby On either, but maybe it should be. And that's the thing. You could open to monetization on your podcast and actually being supported, where it's this idea of giving your voice a bank account, expressing yourself through a podcast, and allowing yourself to be supported. And there's so many ways to be supported through a podcast, and I want to share that with you. However, this is in real time. We're in August of 2025, and things with technology, they change all the time. Everything is constantly changing. And so it's interesting. A couple of years ago, I created a creator's course for people, and it was on Etsy as a digital download. I'm no longer on Etsy, and that's going to be part of this conversation. We're going to talk about social media and what's been happening and why many people are inspired to podcast right now rather than making these short videos like TikToks and different things. And I also think there's this leveling up, having a different conversation and getting out of that TikTok brain and getting out of that super fast, you know, 1 second, 2 second, 3 second, 15 second opportunity to have a conversation with somebody through social media. I mean, it happens that fast. I think it's like, it was 15 seconds. You have 15 seconds to get someone's attention, right? Or to like share a message. I think it's 7, might even be 3 seconds. TikTok is probably like a half a second, right? Like 30 seconds. I mean, not 30 seconds, a half a second, right? Could you, like, I'm thinking about just a minute, right? A minute is 60 seconds. So a half a minute, 30 seconds. That is how fast, like, think about that. Think how fast that is. That's, the TikTok brain is a thing. It's that fast, fast, move, constant entertainment. Constant. You know, when I was a dancer growing up in the 80s and the 90s, I didn't even fathom that people would be into TikTok dance videos. Because it's like, that dance was 2 seconds. The dance was a minute. Oh my goodness, I remember a modern dance. We had a 20-minute dance. We performed, it was 20 minutes long to live drummers, 20 minutes. And most, you know, most of your choreographed dances are, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, professionals upward of, again, 20 minutes, even longer when you're talking a complete performance, right? With acts and everything. You just go with the orchestra, right? Yeah, it's fast now. It's quick. So you think about that super fast pace. You don't even get a minute to breathe, right? With a podcast, you can take as long as you want. It's interesting to me. I've had people with videos on YouTube that want to speed the video up. Oh, speed it up. Make them talk even faster. So are there some people that probably speed up my voice and speed up the podcast because they want it to be faster? Yeah, absolutely. And you can do that if you want to speed it up and make it go faster. But what I feel is that the podcast is the opportunity to slow it down and to be thoughtful and to feel through it and to express. And so a lot of really great podcasts are 3 hours, 6 hours. And the difference is, you know, you see a news episode, right? Like something on the news, a segment. It's completely chopped up. The editor, right, has just chopped it up. It doesn't feel authentic. Now, are some podcasts edited? Yes, absolutely. Can you edit a podcast? Yes. Mine are unscripted and unedited. But I just like that natural organic flow and see what comes forward. But that's my vibe, right? Like that's, but I also live stream. I don't know how much longer I'll continue to live stream, but I love live streaming. So I can keep that flow going live or within a podcast. And sometimes within the podcast, I do slow it down because I'm also a meditative guide. So in the meditation, right, having that moment to breathe, to in the stillness, there is knowing, just have a moment to think about it. So with a podcast, you can control the flow, the timing, the speed. I mean, ultimately, the audience, right, the listener, they can speed it up. But you're creating this mood, this vibe, this just in the flow. Now, one thing that people tend to go, oh, I could never podcast is the voice. Well, first of all, your voice resonates with you. And I think partially it's been this not expressing yourself. And a lot of people aren't used to the expressing themselves and listening to themselves and hearing their voice. And so I do think there can be a moment of practicing. Right? Also, you can take a minute to think before you speak on a podcast. You really can, right? Let's say you lose your train of thought, which happens for me all the time. Take a minute. Breathe. Right? Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. 10:04 into this when I was saying that. 10:04 message received. I love it. 10:04, big buddy. Messages are everywhere. They're everywhere. So listen to yourself when you're podcasting. You can go slow. You don't have to go fast. It's not a 30-second video. It's not 60 seconds. People are there to join you. So think of a podcast as I saved a seat for you. I saved a seat for you, right? It's just you, me, and this microphone. You're creating that space. Yes, your voice is part of that. But again, it's like the book. I feel like a good audio podcast is like a good book. I mean, I love a good audio book as well. But you can allow your imagination to create the space that we're in to have this conversation and where that takes you. And so for me, it's all about inspiration, to breathe, to inspire, and creating the space. And I create that pace and that flow. And that's part of the podcast experience. So I want to invite you to take the pressure off your voice and what your voice sounds like. But maybe you do need to tune into your podcast voice. And you can do that. So number one, if you're going to use your phone, I highly recommend Dolby On. It is an incredible audio recording app. The audio is amazing and there's different settings. It's super simple, but you do have choices. So I'm recording this podcast on my phone to prove to you the sound quality. I have an Android phone. It was free in the Play Store, Dolby On, and you can learn about it, but there is a standard setting that's this Dolby surround sound, and it sounds amazing when you're in your car or if you have surround sound or if you have really good headphones. So this Dolby On app, again, this is not sponsored, but it should be. It should be. And your podcast could be sponsored. Absolutely. We're going to talk about monetization in just a moment. If you're listening to this on Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS, you probably heard one or two ads at the beginning and you might hear one or two at the end. I would absolutely never, never, never put ads in the middle of my podcast. Now, for me, it's because I create meditations as well. And I would never want an ad to pop up in a meditation. But at the same time, I am not a fan of having an ad in the middle of the podcast or a meditation. It's disruptive. It's disturbing. And for me, it changes the vibration and the mood. And I can't tell you how many times I've just been like so agitated over ads in the middle of a podcast. And so I do not do mid-roll ads. I only do ads at the beginning and at the end. And one reason why I opt in for ads is because it will boost through the algorithms. So when you're monetized on any social media, and that means there's ads typically, they will share your content more. The algorithms will push it because there's ads on it and they need to please their advertisers. Now, I receive monetization through ads on my podcast through RSS. And there's different ways that you can be monetized through your podcast. And it really depends on where your podcast is. And we're going to talk about that just so that you can have options to research for yourself. And I just want to overflow what I use currently because I think it's super easy and anybody can do it. And I think you can. So first off, you want to make sure that you have a really good audio. So if you have, you know, computers and microphones and all that, and it sounds amazing, use what you have. Use that. If you don't have any of that, now you have the Dolby On app that you can get on your phone. And that's what I'm using for this podcast, to show you how incredible the audio is on this. Again, I'm using the Android phone, and this is Dolby On app. You can also, within the Dolby, decrease any kind of background noise and boost your voice. So for me, with podcasting and live streaming and creating videos, I have speakerphone. You can buy this at Guitar Center, at music stores. It's speakerphone. And I also use something that is for music on stage. So it's staging setup, and it's a wrap. It wraps around my camera, my microphone, to eliminate the ambient noise, the noise in the room. Now, something loud, it's still going to pick it up. Like in some of my podcasts, you can hear my cat because it's just so loud. I roll with that, and it's okay for me. However, I do sit in a back room that's very quiet, and I have blackout curtains and very thick curtains that really help with the noise reduction. And then I have, like right now, my phone is wrapped in a cubby of speakerphone, so that when my air conditioning's on, the fans, right, that just any kind of noise going on, that it reduces it. And then within the Dolby On app, I reduce the sound even more. So you can control your sound to a point. And that's how I do that. With most podcasting, I believe you probably have to use a computer, a PC, to get your audio onto the podcast platform. However, there could be some new apps and new ways that you can podcast from your phone. I don't know about that because I have not personally done that before. But a few years ago when I was creating, there was a creator's course. It's on Patreon still. This is when Patreon was connected to Spotify, and you could put your podcast on Patreon and it would put it on Spotify for you. I don't know if that's still a thing, but it was. I'm a big fan of Patreon. I think Patreon is great. It is the closest thing to me having my own app and even like website, which I use Linktree as my website. It just is better at directing people. I used to have a website, and it overcomplicated the process for me. And so I went back to using a Linktree. And your Linktree, you can use as your website, and you can put the links to the podcast, put the links to your social media in your Linktree, and use that as your website if you would like. However, Patreon is the place where you can put information in any format, audio, video, photos. There is Patreon on your phone, the app for creators as well. You can't use everything that you can on your PC on your phone, meaning I think it's only a 2-minute video that you can put through your phone on Patreon, but through the computer, you can put a full-length video. I also cannot put full-length Patreon audios on my phone directly to Patreon. I have to go through the computer, the laptop. So what I do is I use Dolby On to record the audio for the podcast. I upload it to Dropbox. If you don't have Dropbox, you could use Google Drive, just a cloud where you put it to be able to go to your computer, your laptop, your PC, your Mac, whatever you have. You then grab that audio file. And then you can put it on the podcast platforms. Now, I use RSS. This is not sponsored by RSS. It should be, though, because I love RSS. RSS is your one stop for all podcasts. And it's very inexpensive. It's a very low cost monthly fee where you put your podcast on RSS and they put it on Spotify, Amazon Music, all these different places. Now, they will even put it on YouTube for you. Now, I believe you have to put that in a video format because YouTube is video. But there is through RSS, YouTube, all of that. There's also Apple Podcast. Somehow you can link it through RSS. I used to be on Apple through RSS, but something recently changed. And so I've got to research more about that. I might have to go directly in and set up an Apple subscription. And it's probably because Apple wants me to pay something. But there are a lot of people that are only on Apple Podcast, I've noticed. Just like there are a lot of people that are only on Spotify podcast, right? So some people are only on one. I want to be as many places as I can be. And so through RSS, they put it a lot of different places. And what they'll do is they will form a new relationship with a new app and put yours there. So through RSS, I get a free RSS feed, like a website for every podcast. So I have an RSS Lucid Life Vibes podcast link that anybody can go through and listen to any podcast. They don't have to subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, Patreon. So RSS provides me with this extra thing. Now, I do pay monthly for RSS, but it's so inexpensive. And they're putting it on Spotify, on Amazon, on all these different places. And so through that RSS, where my podcasts are, it's this really cool looking podcast website. And it has broken up every single podcast into seasons and episodes, and it looks great. And when you go there, of course, there's a share, but there's also a button which takes you to all the other places the podcast is. So my podcast is on a handful of other platforms that I don't even know about through RSS. So RSS keeps up with kind of the latest apps, what's going on. And so new on RSS, I'm so excited, is this monetization. They've had different forms of monetization, but now it's where I can put ads at the beginning and the end. There is the mid-roll, but I don't do that, of the podcast. And then Patreon is the ad-free option to the podcast. So there's no ads on Patreon. But on Spotify, Amazon, RSS, there can be one or two ads at the beginning and the end, and I get paid for that. Now, it is a 60-day wait currently, as of August of 2025, that when you are on RSS with your podcast, they will offer you this monetization. There's no guarantee that you'll get ads because the quality of the podcast matters. So you have to have a quality podcast, and they, you know, send all your podcasts through AI and all of that. I have 4 seasons of podcasts, so they have a lot of content with me. So I immediately got ads on mine, but there is a 60-day wait before you actually receive any benefits or I can tell what's going on with it. But I will say I've had a lot of people giving me feedback. And a lot of the ads have been really relevant. I mean, there was somebody in Florida that listened to a handful of the podcast, and they said that all the podcasts had at least an ad, one ad. And she said that one of them was for sandy floors. And she lives in Florida. She's like, we all have sandy floors. Like, how did it know I had sandy floors? So she really thought that the commercials, right, those ads were good. They were relevant. And so far, the ones that I've heard have been great. I do get to go in and select certain types of ads that I don't want. And so, like, I clicked off political ads, things like that. So you do have control to a point with the ads and the monetization, like what commercials are played, right? And again, beginning, end, and then you don't have to play it in the middle. I don't. But if you want to run ads in the middle of your podcast, you can certainly do that as well. So that's similar to YouTube advertising and YouTube monetization. So if you're over on YouTube and you're monetized, it's at least 1,000 subscribers, a certain amount of watch time hours and views. But it's the same thing. They'll just put ads on your videos and you can pick pre-roll, post-roll, or mid-roll on when those ads play. So you do get that control. It's the same RSS and YouTube. So I do not put my podcast on YouTube because of censorship. I know that there's keywords because YouTube, TikTok, a lot of them, you know, there's the Joe Rogan, Mark Zuckerberg podcast talking about all the censorship. And something did happen in 2022 where things changed. And so a lot of people have not had any kind of success on social media recently. And, you know, making videos and the views have just been like fruitless, pointless, a waste of time and energy. And even if you promote, nothing's happening. And so I think there's a big shift away from these, you know, the TikTok brain, the shorts, the videos, and people making that because it's not working. Etsy is just so overloaded with stuff. It's hard to be found. Again, if you don't have a huge following, 100,000 subscribers on social media, it's hard to be seen. It's hard to be successful. It's not the same that it used to be. And when I created that creators course a couple years ago, things were different then than they are now. And unfortunately, I think this new normal right now with the way things are is, yeah, if you don't have a huge following, people just are not going to see your videos. And so do you spend that? Do you continue to spend the time and energy to make that right? Or is there a better form of communication? Is there a better way to connect? Is there a better way to express and share? And I think a lot of people are being turned on to podcast. I do think it is, again, it's kind of like the return to the radio show, but I also think it's the future. I think live streaming is the future, but they throttled that because live streamers were getting way more views. Live streamers had more impact on the narrative. And I think that's the case with podcasters. And here's the thing, the algorithms on the podcasting platforms are different than the video platforms, social media video platforms. And so I think when it comes to podcasting, it's a new opportunity. It's a new door. Is it different? Yes, it's different than making short videos. It's different than that. But it's more of creating, again, the conversation, creating the space. And when it comes to podcasting, it's up to you how often you want to podcast. Do you want to do it weekly? Do you want to do it monthly? Because consistency is key. If you want to be successful at podcasting, I do think it might take some time to build it up. But I think consistency is most important. I have enjoyed thinking of it seasonally and then by episode and topically. And I do have a list of guests that I do want to have on, but I've got to figure out the technology when somebody's not sitting next to me. I have had my husband on, you know, if you can sit next to me, then it makes it easier with the audio recording. And also when somebody's sitting next to you and you can read their body language, it's easier because you can keep the flow going in the conversation. And so if we're not seeing each other, there could be this interrupting or stepping on toes because you're not looking at each other, reading those signals on who's going to talk, right? Because there's sometimes I'll be podcasting with my husband and I can tell he's not ready to say anything. And as the host, I'll keep the flow going. So I'll keep talking because he's not ready yet. But if you're not sitting next to them, you don't know, right? If they're like taking a drink in that moment. So there are a lot of things to think about podcasting wise. If you want to have a guest, right? And they're not sitting next to you. So like technology wise. And then also, how do you get your podcast to the podcast platform, right? Like, can you do it from your phone? I don't think you can, but maybe you can. Maybe there's something I don't know of. Again, I use RSS. I also know there's quite a few people that, again, will directly upload to Apple or to Spotify and just be on Apple or Spotify. So I do think Apple and Spotify will make the process easy if you're just there. Could you upload your podcast to every platform yourself and create an account? Absolutely, you could do that. Absolutely. I preferred to go through RSS and allow them to upload it. So what I do is I create a thumbnail, an image for every episode, every podcast. So I have my audio and then I have my thumbnail, my photo to go with it. And so when I go to RSS or if I go to Patreon, so Patreon gets an ad-free experience. So I will upload the Patreon version to Patreon first. Patreon always gets everything first. And so they'll get the audio and the image that goes with it. And then I go to RSS and I upload the audio and the image that goes with it. And then RSS sends it out everywhere that it goes, acts as the agency. And then for me, I think Patreon goes with the podcast because Patreon is the place that you can invite people over. And so for me, I do a membership because I have a lot of Patreon content and I have a lot of stuff that's only on Patreon. So I used to do on Etsy and Shopify and different places, and I don't do this anymore. It's only on Patreon now. Digital downloads where you could get a series like how to meditate for kids, how to connect with loved ones and spirit. I still have all of those series and they're on Patreon. And it's only $11.11 per month to be on Patreon. And so I do have all of those series available for anybody that's in the Patreon membership. But they used to be, and they were designed to be on Etsy and Spotify or Shopify, excuse me, where people could do a digital download. And people did. However, Etsy and Shopify and all those online shops, even eBay, they've really changed. I don't know if it's because there's just so much stuff there, but it's hard to be seen. And the thing is, the point of being on Etsy, right? The point of being on eBay is to get in front of those shoppers, the people that are there. Because if it's on your website, you have to get people there. You have to send them there. And so that's the thing about social media is that it would have to be up to you to get in front of people for them to see your content, right? Hashtags or pay to promote or whatever it may be. And then that became very difficult to get in front of people. And then on Etsy, right? People even seeing your stuff seemed impossible. You're not getting views there either. And that's what I saw across the board for most people, unless you were really successful. Again, people that had a large following, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers, 100,000 sales on Etsy, they're still doing well. They still have viewers. But it's like everybody else just got tossed in the algorithms. You're just like not seen, right? No views. And so that's what I experienced was I've had many Etsy shops and I was very successful many times, but something happened in 2022, 2023, where it was like no views, even paying for advertising and marketing, it still wasn't working. And so for me, I just moved everything over to Patreon. And Patreon for me is just packed. There's a collections tab. It's kind of like on YouTube where there's a playlist. Patreon has a collections tab. So it's easy to find everything through the collections tab. So you'll see all the series there. However, I know there's lots of people that have a Patreon that's free. So Rhonda just started a podcast, RS Jewelry Lapidary. It's called Rhonda Here, and it's on Spotify right now. And she started her Patreon at the same time, and her Patreon is free for everybody. You can comment, you can chat, everything's free on Patreon with Rhonda. And what Rhonda's doing is she's got her podcast on Spotify currently, and then you can connect with her on Patreon for a deeper conversation. And so the same with me, you can connect with me on Patreon for free, absolutely, and follow. But if you want the podcast and all the Patreon, the extra content, it's $11.11 a month. And so I've created this support system for myself on Patreon, but it's also a support system for people that love the podcast. And so I think Patreon is an incredible app. It's a great tool. And the cool thing about Patreon is that there's no like FYP page where they're serving up content. It's an opt-in only. So on Patreon, you're only going to see content from the creators that you follow, that you choose to be a patron for. Like you're opting in to see their content. You turn on notifications for them. And I follow quite a few people on Patreon. I follow financial people on Patreon. I follow wellness, health and wellness people on Patreon, energy. Like I even follow the Whiskey Tribe. I love the Whiskey Tribe. They're so much fun. They distill things. Anyways, they're one of my favorite YouTube channels and their Patreon is great. They do lots of events that you can actually be a part of. And so they use Patreon to communicate that. So I think Patreon is just a great addition to a podcast and it allows you to have a more in-depth conversation, but also on Patreon, you can share anything, links, videos, but it is more laptop, computer, PC, right? Mac based, not so much device and phone. So can you upload things on Patreon? Yeah, you can make Patreon posts. You can do stuff from your phone, but there's way more on the PC, the computer view. And I think that's the case with uploading onto the podcast platforms. Now, you can absolutely put your podcast on Rumble and YouTube that are video platforms. Absolutely. But you've got to create a video, right? So audio is what RSS, Patreon, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, you're using an audio file. Now, I'm sure there is an option for videos there as well. I don't do that currently, but those video podcasts, YouTube, Rumble, absolutely. And Rumble has a different audience from YouTube, so it might be beneficial to do both. I have put a few podcasts on YouTube and Rumble, but because of the censorship, especially on YouTube, I just don't do that anymore. I want to be able to speak freely. I think that having the podcast on YouTube could kind of dumb down the podcast. I know some people probably won't understand that, but it's like, oh yeah, you're on YouTube. Yeah, there's tons of stuff on YouTube. It's like, oh yeah, YouTube. Again, it's kind of like not getting views, right? It like devalues it. And I feel like when you put your podcast on the podcast platforms, it's a different algorithm and there's a value in that. People value that. Like when I say, oh, I'm on Spotify, Amazon Music, they're like, oh, really? Yeah. And I'm thinking, and you can too. Like, you can be there too. Now, will you have success if there's not quality to it? Probably not. If you don't have consistency, probably not. Spotify says the number one way to be successful with podcasting is consistency. Is just to be consistent. Now, sponsorship, yes. I mean, when Joe Rogan, right, was sponsored by Spotify, yeah. So you can be sponsored. That can happen for sure. There's no limit on the potential of your podcast. There's no limit on the creativity of your podcast. It can be whatever you dream it to be. And the thing is that you can experiment and you can practice and you can try stuff out. And the reason why I like to have episodes and seasons is you can change. So let's say you want to revamp it for a new season, right? You can do that and you can start your new season whenever you want to start your new season. You're in control of that. So the other part that I wanted to talk about as we're finishing this incredible chat, and I would love to hear from you. So if you have any questions, definitely connect with me. You can DM me on X, on Instagram, Patreon, send me an email, lucidlifevibes@gmail.com. Is you have to be able to share your podcast. Okay. So there's a share button on all the podcast platforms. You want to utilize that share button. So listen to your own podcast. Give yourself a view, a listen, right? Give yourself a 5-star review if you can. Ask for a 5-star review. Ask for people to share. But you can share. So you can share your podcast on Instagram stories. You can share them on X. And if you're not on X as a podcaster, you should be. You should be. You don't have to use it all the time, but set up an X profile so people can interact with you. But X is a perfect place to share your podcast. So you can go into your podcast, hit the share button, share it to X. I have a new podcast. You can share it to Instagram stories. I have a new podcast. You have to be a part of that share algorithm with the podcast. So you have all the tools that you need to practice, to get to know your voice, to create the atmosphere and the vibe and the mood that you want. And you can be as flexible with yourself as you want. There's no box to fit into. There's no schedule you have to fit into. You can go with the flow. But if you want to be consistent and you want to set a goal for yourself, set a goal. Do a weekly podcast. Do a monthly podcast. You know, the hardest part is getting started. That's it. So the last thing I want to leave with you is just do it.